for modern minds. Episode 12. Apply yourself. Is there anything more frustrating than job hunting? It's nothing like it was in the old days when all you had to do was walk in and fill out some papers. These days, we can fill out hundreds of online applications and still have no luck. And that isn't even factoring in that you shouldn't even bother applying for most of them if you don't have a college degree. Never mind that they're only paying $9 an hour if you're lucky. One of the strangest things to happen in our modern era is the emergence of the personality test on job applications, a section that requires applicants to answer questions about hypothetical workplace scenarios, job commitment, and general moral alignment. They tend to be awfully tedious, and who knows how much of a role they really play in the hiring process, but they have become a necessary evil for those seeking employment. As we speak, someone is sitting down to fill out an online application. The job itself isn't particularly exciting and doesn't require much in the way of special skills. It's a basic cashier position at a grocery store. Simple stuff. One need only be able to stand for 6 hours at a time, lift a reasonable amount of weight, make change, and have a generally pleasant demeanor. Surely the personality test won't be too rigorous. Okay, name, age, date of birth, employment history, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Time to get this personality screener thing over with.
Welcome, applicant. Please be prepared to answer the following questions quickly and honestly.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Do you consider yourself an optimist or a pessimist?
Optimist.
If asked to work later than scheduled, what would be your reaction?
Honestly, I wouldn't be thrilled, but I would stay if I could. I know sometimes it can't be avoided.
What would you do if you found out a good friend was shoplifting from our store?
I guess I would try to handle it myself first, but if they didn't make it right, I'd have to say something.
Have you ever used an employee discount dishonestly?
No.
Are you sure about that?
What? Yeah, I'm sure.
Not even that one time when you worked at the sandwich shop.
How did you... I had forgotten about that. Yeah, once I used my discount for a customer who was a dollar short. He was just a kid. I felt bad for him.
Have you ever been charged with a crime?
No.
But have you ever committed a crime? Please answer quickly and honestly.
I guess I have, technically, yes, but...
Where were you on November 22nd, 1963?
I was born in 1987.
If a reindeer falls onto an enemy ship, how do you react?
If a who does what?
Why are you afraid of clowns?
How did you know...
Are you opposed to working with clowns?
Yeah, I'd really rather not.
If a clown were standing right behind you at this very moment, how would you react?
Let's hope I don't have to find out.
Turn around.
Huh? Ooh, what the fuck? Whoa!
Thank you for your application. We will review your answers and we'll get back to you in a timely manner.
How did you get a clown into my house and how do I make him leave?
Thank you for your application. Unfortunately, you do not fit the criteria for employment with this company. Good luck in all your future endeavors. The clown lives with you now and will do so until you successfully find employment. Goodbye.
Scary Stories for Modern Minds was created, written, edited, and voiced by Caroline Minks, with graphic design by Kate Sapola and music by Gavin Crockett.